following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, April 22nd through Thursday, April 28th, 2022. April 25th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I am pleased with the prayer effort here yesterday. Continue daily to pray for the conversion of the heart of the world. This must take place in order to stop the greed and atrocities of war. Each nation has been endowed with strengths and suffers weaknesses according to my will. Prayer is the key to prospering in grace. Some nations have to suffer much for the spiritual weakness of others. It is then governments must join forces in Christian charity. Do not presume I am not privy to every decision in each present moment. Include my will in your plans. Use your personal strengths towards the victory of our united hearts. Be united in prayer as you were yesterday." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 3. "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. April 26th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, embrace my mercy, and my mercy will embrace you. All that is of me and from me will then flow into your hearts. If you live this way, holding nothing back from me, I am able to give you a greater portion of my grace. It is through my grace that you are inspired to do my will and to accomplish my goals for you. Little moments of grace can accomplish great good. It has always been so. The numbers of conversions over this last weekend were many. Some who did not believe now believe. There are still some who will never accept that this apparition sight is genuine. Continue in your efforts to pray for them." A note is given to read Titus chapter 3, verse 7, "so that we might be justified by his grace and become heirs in hope of eternal life." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. April 27th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, spend every present moment in an effort to come closer to me. This is the way to please me, and so too the way to deeper holiness. I pay heed to the prayers of one who desires to please me much more quickly than someone far distant from me. Serve others in this effort to please me. In that way, I serve you." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 24. "Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. April 28th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, souls who take refuge in my mercy are the least likely to succumb to fear in any of these troubled times. Such souls trust in my provision. They take courage in a promising future. They do not regard me as a stern judge, but rather as a loving father. It is this loving father who desires to embrace the heart of humanity and to show all the way out of the darkness of these times into my tender care. Take courage in my embrace. Look to the future with trust in my solutions, which may be unforeseen in the present. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and he who fears is not perfected in love. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father.